Okay. Can you comment about your process as a translator for this play, which originally it's in English language and you've got to change it to the Mandarin language and staging it in the context of Singapore? Share your comments.
Yes. In terms of translation, what I aim to do is that, similar to what I want to create on the stage, a kind of a visual coherence, a world of its own. In the translation, in the choice of the language, the text, the words, I'm also trying to create a language that is unique in itself, right? What I mean that unique is not like it's not seen anywhere. You know, it's a new invention. It's not like that. But I would like to choose something that is accessible to the local ears, right? Because I look at translations of other plays and all. I mean, when you look at translations from mainland China, there are certain choice of words. You know, the rhythm, it's translated in a way that the China audience would listen and would speak. If you look at a Taiwanese translation, it's the same. You know, how a Taiwanese would speak and would listen. Same with the Hong Kong translation and all that. So I thought, oh, okay, so Singapore, if we want to do a play, then we must find our own voice, in a way. How do you speak our own brand of Mandarin? No, I don't mean the kind of a Mandarin that people speak on the street, you know, but a Mandarin that is suitable to do classic plays. So you can do Shakespeare in that kind of Mandarin. You can do Greek in that kind of Mandarin. You can do 12 Angry Men or contemporary modern classic play. Yeah, that's fine. So we need to find that. So when I translate, I need to find words that we use, that we understand immediately. I have to sometimes reconstruct reconfigure the sentence structure into something that the way the local audience mind would work in terms of language. Yeah. So in fact it's quite fun doing that, you know. So the way I do it is like, you know, I would read the English text and then I would translate it in my mind, and then I would type it out. But I will read it. I will read it as if I'm the character. And I would ask myself, do I understand what he's saying? You know, and if I don't, then I have to find another way to express it. Yeah. Mm.